Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabbat's Black Experience Enhanced. The air date of this episode is January 28, 2023. Tonight's episode, ladies and gentlemen, is his name was Tyree Nichols. This episode is for those 18 years of age and over, and we are discussing the tragic event in Memphis, Tennessee of the murder of Mr. Tyree Nichols. This is an open mic discussion, and please call in with your comments, questions, and concerns. And I want to make a Shabaka Tankore advocate the death penalty for the following: Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, Emmett Martin III, Desmond Mills Jr., Justin Smith. What you gentlemen committed was murder in the first degree. Special circumstance, you beat this man to a pulp, you tased him, and he was calling for his mother, and he was only 80 yards away from a house. This was not police work. This, in my opinion, you know, was just a straight out homicide. Now, for those of you who are OTBs, meaning other than black, you can call in the show if you so desire, but keep in mind, we're not ass scratching. We're not yassa bossing. We're telling it like it is. As we know, is that the police departments evolved from slave patrols, and Tennessee was a slave state. Tennessee was a place where they sold a great deal of our people. So those who know what the word ethos means is like a group psychology or a certain mentality for either a nation, a group, a segment of the population. So with the American ethos being is that we're less than 3/5 of a human being. And this is what happened to Mr. Nichols. He was treated less than a human being. I saw the video. It was morbid. And what it was murder. And keep in mind that the police chief of the Memphis Police Department has stated, from what I've seen on a YouTube video that she issued, and I'm not quoting the chief, I'm just pretty much paraphrasing her, is that the people are out protesting and what have you. But white America, you will be calling in this number at your own risk, not to your physical person. But we're not going to be in the mood for your prepackaged garbage, okay? This was the slave mentality. And what I'm going to do by Malcolm X, okay? And it is called the House Negro. So everybody, you know, please call up everyone you know and please have them call in. It's taped. Going to play for about 20 minutes.
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the house Negro and the field Negro back during slavery. There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food, but he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, "We got a good house here," the house Negro said, "Yeah, we got a good house here." Whenever the master said "we," he said "we." That's how you can tell a house Negro. If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, "What's the matter, boss? We sick. We sick." He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house Negro and said, "Let's run away, let's escape, let's separate," that house Negro would look at you and say, "Man, you crazy. What you mean separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I wear better clothes than this? Where can I eat better food than this?" That was that house Negro. In those days, he was called a house nigger. And that's what we call him today because we still got some house niggers running around here. This modern house Negro loves his master. He wants to live near him. He'll pay three times as much as the house is worth just to live near his master. And then brag about, I'm the only Negro out here.
I'm the only one on my job. I'm the only one in this school. You're nothing but a house Negro. And if someone come to you right now and say, let's separate, you say the same thing that the house Negro said on the plantation. What you mean, separate? From America? This good white man? Where you gonna get a better job than you get here? I mean, this is what you say. I ain't left nothing in Africa. That's what you say. Why, you left your mind in Africa. On that same plantation, there was the field Negro. The field Negro, those were the masses. There was always more Negroes in the field than there was Negroes in the house. The Negro in the field caught hell. He ate leftovers. In the house, they ate high up on the hog. The Negro in the field didn't get nothing but what was left of the insides of the hog. They call them chitlins nowadays. In those days, they call them what they were, guts. That's what you were, a gut eater. And some of you are still gut eaters. The field Negro was beaten from morning till night. He lived in a shack, in a hut. He wore cast-off clothes. And he hated his master. I say he hated his master. He was intelligent. That house Negro loved his master. But that field Negro, remember, they were in the majority. And they hated the master. When the house caught on fire, he didn't try and put it out. That field Negro prayed for a wind, for a breeze. When the master got sick, the field Negro prayed that he died. If someone come to the field Negro and said, let's separate, let's run, he didn't say, where are we going? He said, any place is better than here. You got field Negroes in America today. I'm a field Negro. The masses are the field Negroes. When they see this man's house on fire, you don't hear these little Negroes talking about our government is in trouble. They say the government is in trouble. Imagine a Negro, our government. I even heard one say, our astronauts. They won't even let him near the plant. And our astronauts. Our Navy. That's a Negro that's out of his mind. That's a Negro that's out of his mind. Just as the slave master in that day used Tom, the house Negro, to keep the field Negroes in check, the same old slave master today has Negroes who are nothing but modern Uncle Toms, 20th century Uncle Toms, to keep you and me in check, keep us under control, keep us passive and peaceful and nonviolent. That's Tom,
making you nonviolent. It's like when you go to the dentist and the man is going to take your tooth. You're going to fight him when he starts pulling. So they squirt some stuff in your jaw called Novocaine to make you think they're not doing anything to you. So you sit there, and because you got all that Novocaine in your jaw, you suffer peacefully. Blood running all down your jaw. And you don't know what's happening. Because someone has taught you to suffer peacefully. The white man do the same thing to you in the street. When he gonna want to put knots on your head and take advantage of you and don't have to be afraid of you fighting back. To keep you from fighting back, he get these old religious Uncle Toms to teach you and me that just like Novocaine, suffer peacefully. Don't stop suffering, just suffer peacefully. As Reverend Cleve pointed out, let your blood flow in the streets. This is a shame. And you know he's a Christian preacher. If it's a shame to him, you know what it is to me.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, and that there was Brother Malcolm giving that speech there in May of 1962, I believe in Los Angeles. Okay, but correct me if I'm wrong. So please call in with your comments, questions, and your concerns, you know, in regard to these cowards that murdered Tyree Nichols. And this is the syndrome that they had when they did this to this man. And looking at the video, they were not trying to make an arrest. They pretty much were beating this man. And from what I understand, the city of Memphis, that they have an anti-crime task force called Scorpion, and whatever with the what you know those letters mean, you know, it's beyond me. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, it goes to show that race relations in the United States have definitely taken a turn for the worse. And like I said, this is pretty much for the black community only. And if anybody else wants to call in, this is nothing nice. You know, we're not going to be, how should I say, not too civil due to this tragedy. And Memphis, Tennessee, as we all know, was the place where Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated. So our personnel, you know, Shabaka Sankore, Shane Pruma, the anchorman, Ramel and Standard, and Lady Che as well, too. So the hashtags for this episode was Black I Stand, Police Misconduct, Self-Hatred, City of Memphis, the City of Los Angeles, Outlaw Radio, Times Which We Live, and City of Oakland. And it's very, very interesting. Over 60 years ago, is that there was a organization that came in here to address this type of issue. And what it's so sad is with it being a black-on-black crime. And so over mainstream media, you know, white America's talking about this is such an outrage and all of that. Me personally, I think white America is full of shit, okay? And they have to be, all right? It's because to the best of my knowledge, I've never seen no black police officers do this here to a white person. I have not seen them do this here to an Hispanic. I have not seen them do this here to an Asian. And it's very, very interesting is that the U.S. Congress is going to pass a anti-Asian hate law. But when it comes to black folks, you know, they keep dragging their feet. You know, you get guys like Barack Obama, you know, Warlock, Tim Scott, Kamala Harris, who think, you know, that quote-unquote racism is and also two to Governor Rick DeSantis of Florida, where you've taken the curriculum of African history about his school system. And I recommend, ladies and gentlemen, a boycott of the whole state of Florida. And for those of you who are in Florida, you know, please put together some type of programs down there, peaceful programs, to let it be known this is the moral reason to study Black history here. Also, too, for those of you, we shall have had overcame. No, we didn't. And it's very, very essential for those of you who are in the generation that to learn true history, and I'm talking about mainly those that be born in the 1970s and 80s. And the sad part about the deal is that it keeps happening again and again and again. And then it just keeps going on and on and on. So, you know, when is the stuff going to stop? Black politicians are in effect. This is why we need the reparation. And California, you know, is starting a forum on it. And the purpose of it is that, you know, we have to become self-sufficient, okay? We have to control our own industries. We have to control our own situations. We also have to put together some true pop. And to quote those before us, we have a right to live, we have a right to exist, and we have a right to survive. So any of you ass scratchers out there, you're welcome to call in, but you'll be calling in at your own risk. And I see that we got our co-producer, Chay Krumah, otherwise known as Jesse Paris, running for mayor. So we're going to unmute his mic. Okay, Brother Chay, are you with us, sir?
Yes, I'm here, Shabaker. I had to make sure Buddy Chay was straight.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir. Okay, by all means, make sure that she's straight.
I don't think she's gonna call in because she's resting her voice. I don't think she's gonna call in.
Okay. The main thing is to make sure that she's okay and didn't suffer, too many injuries, whatnot. Of course, we wish her all the best. Okay, Brother Chairs, getting feed from you so far. You and I are the only one here on the air. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, out on social media, I did make an erroneous post about the time, that this episode was starting. It was 3 p.m. in the Pacific, 4 p.m. in the Mountain Time, 5 p.m. in the Central Time, and 6 p.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. So call up everybody Please have them give us a call here at 516-418-5996. Okay, so what do you have to say about this here, Brother Chet, of what happened with Mr. Nichols and Memphis, Tennessee? Brother Chet? Okay, all righty, okay. I'm quite sure he'll join us shortly. Okay, so once again, is that when you look at
can you hear me?
Okay, yes, sir.
Yes, this is Chan Krumah, Jesse Paris, next mayor of Denver 2023, co-executive producer of Sabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Yeah, my thoughts on this is that it was straight up, it was murder. They should be charged with first degree murder. They beat this brother like he stole something or he killed someone or he did something real, really bad. And all this brother was doing was trying to get home because he has Crohn's disease and he needed to believe himself. And before he could get, because this happened blocks away from his house. before he could get home. They stopped him. I believe it was a traffic stop. Stopped him, drug him out the car, and beat him like a damn pinata. They beat him like he was being put on a gang or a set. Like,
oh yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's exactly the
pigs that beat him up so that bad. They looked like they was built for the penitentiary. So that's exactly where they're gonna go. And they're probably going to go for the rest of their lives because they beat their brother senseless. There was no reason for them to do any of that. The brother complied. He wasn't resisting arrest. He wasn't doing nothing. He was handcuffed. And they beat him. I don't know if you've seen the video, but they beat him. It was as bad as Rodney King.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. If not worse. Plus, they paged him as well, too. And then they left him there handcuffed there. And then as the chief of the Memphis Police Department has stated that they did not render or call for any type of aid or any type of paramedics for him. And then from what I understand is that they had a couple of Shelby County sheriffs relieved of duty as well, too. And I believe Shelby County is where Memphis, Tennessee is. So hopefully this Tadarius Dean, Demetrius Haley, Emmett Martin III, Desmond Mills Jr., and Justin Smith, I hope they have you fools and they're wearing pink panties. There's no wrong that they could do to you because this, ladies and gentlemen, was an act wrong within itself. What I saw was extremely, extremely disturbing, just like the rest of us, you know, because we have loved ones out there. Of course, like I said, those of you of the
location, he had a young child, is my understanding. And his mother was like, he was a good kid. He literally, I think he was just getting home from work or something. He was on his way home or something. And he was locked away from his house, and they just stopped him and then attacked him and killed him. Like, it was very senseless. There was no justification for any of it. And they need to be tried and convicted.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. Yeah, without a doubt. And then, yes, sir. And like I said, and then do not put them in protective custody. Let them walk the concrete. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. All that. And hopefully some of Mr. Nichols' relatives are there. You know what I mean? You know, and then they can go out there and administer some justice because, see, this is on call.
Yeah, so
you still don't
mind. Understanding that the chief has fired all five of them, so they've all been terminated.
Yes.
You said they didn't call no paramedics. They didn't call no aid. So, I mean, it's murder. It's murder in the first degree.
Oh, yes, sir.
And they need
absolutely.
In due time for such.
Yes, sir.
Not manslaughter, not any other bullshit. It needs to be first. I mean, it's going to be kind of hard for them to prove premeditation. I mean, I don't know if they had a run-in with his brother before. I mean, there's more to the story, but from what I've heard so far, because I listened to Democracy Now!, I listened to Fox Now!, and I have listened to the local affiliate out of Memphis.
Yes, sir.
And they were all just saying the same thing, like, this is senseless. Like, and then the attorney that represented Rodney King, Burgess, he was like, yeah, this reminds me of what happened to my client.
Yes, sir, exactly. And then keep in mind that Mr. Nichols, from what I understand, was about in the same height and weight class, Mario Woods in San Francisco.
He was 6'3", so he was tall and lanky, but he was real skinny. He was like 150 pounds, his mom said, on Democracy Now!, and he was about 6'3".
Yes, sir. Okay, and then from what I understand, and looking at these former police officers, this Bean, Haley, Martin III, Mills Jr., and Smith, these guys look like heavyweight contenders because when they showed their mug shots, and you know, like how they put you in front of the height chart, Okay, I'm seeing these guys like about 5'10", 6'3", and then of course, you know, looking at them in the video, these dudes. Yeah, these are some big guys. Yeah, these are some big dudes. You see, and then with this man only weighing 150 pounds, I mean, he really was no threat. And then the way how they said, you know, the language that they had used when they pulled him out the car, then they said that they were going to beat him. Then they did beat him, and then they kept tasing him again and again and again. Okay, so this is special circumstance. So, and as you have pointed out, Brother Jay, this is murder in the first degree with very, very much mouth. You see, very, very much mouth. You see what I'm saying? And now, we also have to bring in the sad part about this, okay, is that these are black police officers.
And the victims.
Yes, sir. And then, just like a loved one of mine told me, is that this is the same type of crap that happened in the city of Chicago, is because it was the black police officers, you know, that they were more brutal toward the black community than the white ones. So, what is this mentality? Now, was it that these cops were perhaps victims of growing up in the neighborhood, being punked, you see what I mean, and why they went and hide behind the badge to go out there and get their revenge behind the badge? And then I believe a couple of years ago that they
I said they were power tripping. They had to be, because none of that was justified. None of it. Nothing that they did was justified.
Not even yes, sir. And that man did not pose no type of threat to him whatsoever. You see what I'm saying? Even if he went and cussed him out or anything of that nature right there, okay? So it was not like that he had resisted arrest because they snatched him out the car. You see what I mean?
Right.
And then just like on Too Raw for TV, you know, what's happening down there in the city of Atlanta. So, of course, this here adds more fuel to that fire. And then I'm yet to get feedback on what's happening across the nation. And then, of course, I'm quite sure that the Los Angeles Police Department, with their coward asses, have went on the tactical alert in L.A. because they don't want to repeat of what happened. Say that again.
I've seen something on the wire on YouTube. You know, I get notifications for everything. They have some kind of protest going on in L.A. right now. I don't know if it's regarding this or something else.
Right. You say, and then, okay, so what I'm going to do is go to YouTube right now, Brother Che, and see, you know, what's going on here in regard to, okay, YouTube TV, YouTube Studio, let's see, YouTube Video Sharing Country. What not? Okay, let's see. YouTube, let's see. And YouTube, Tyree Nichols, of which I'm typing in right here. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, you know, feel free to give us a call at 516-418-5996. And then, let's see, they got footage here, you know, of what happened to Mr. Nichols. Okay, and let's see here, and let's go to the search bar here on YouTube. Okay, I got to get to YouTube. And CNN is reporting right here saying that they don't know what led to Tyrese Nichols' death and what happened. You see, so we're pulling this up right here.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly. Said he had a ruptured kidney and a ruptured lung and something else. Like, he was all beat up. I mean, they beat him like a pinata, and then they tased him on top of it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then here is that they're saying is that how police sometimes treat people of color. And, you know, particularly following the mass protest of, you know, with George Floyd, you know, that happened.
I'm so sick of that people of color shit. No, they only treat us like that.
You're
from Los Angeles. We get a complete different treatment than the Mexicans or the so-called brown people.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir. Absolutely. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, you know, they want us to have
going on right now. Protest is faced off with LAPD and Los Angeles following Tyre Nichols' footage release. News to share. That's who's airing it.
All righty. Okay, so let me type up here in the search bar again right here. Okay, news from Los Angeles. Okay, let's see here. All right, let's see here. Get news from Los Angeles right here. Okay, let's see here. News from Los Angeles. Okay. Okay.
Hold on. I guess Lady K want to talk. Hold on, Sebastian. I'm going to put Lady K on real quick.
Okay.
Hold on a sec. Can I get the stuff to make a PB again? Oh, wait. Hey, Shabaka's Black Experience and Ask Lady K here just resting my voice for later on for Frontline Black News. I just want to chime in real quick. I want to chime in real quick about this.
Yes, ma'am, please.
Yeah, I watched excuse me. I watched this murder by these five individuals and these five black officers, right, on his brother. And let me just put it this way. I was so utterly confused for a brief moment. I had to ask Brother Chet, why would, in my mind, I'm like, why would these brothers beat on this other brother like this? He clearly tried to run off, like, you know, and this is the thing. When you fear for your life and you get pulled out your car by any of these, and I'm going to refer to them as, they're the category of race soldiering, even though Memphis is black, the chief is black, they black, it don't matter. They got this, they're brainwashed somewhere, you know what I mean? They're not right.
Oh, absolutely.
So
these
race soldiers because they're in that category. So these brothers over there beating on this other brother, clearly, right, not knowing his condition or whatever the fuck they want to say. His mama knew, so that's all that matters, right? So I'm looking at it, and I'm a gang member. I was a gang member, you know, actively. So I was, like, looking at this shit. I'm like, it's like they jumped him, you know what I mean? And they just kept on repeatedly fucking him up. And when he ran off the first time, he tried to run off, right? They caught him. And I would have ran, too. It doesn't matter if you're scared. You have every right to run the fuck off. You know, if they caught him, they caught him. But he tried to save his own life. He wasn't doing nothing wrong. You heard him say it the first in the beginning. Then he wasn't doing nothing wrong. He's done nothing wrong. He's just like literally a minute or two away from his own house. And he tried. They attack him. They spray him. He gets away. He tries to run off. You know what I mean? I would run off. Everybody within their right fucking mind who's put in a situation like that. First of all, how many times have we seen the police pull a motherfucking car over and sit there and sweat the window and then start shooting at a car? You know what I mean? This is a point where they just open the motherfucking door. They open the door, yank this brother out, like put him all, you know, like manhandle him a little bit, and then throw him on the ground, spray him in the face, kick him and shit. You know what I mean? I would have ran off too if I had a fucking opportunity. You know? And
oh, yes, ma'am.
And then they continued to surround him and beat the shit out of him right for another 3 minutes. And then it's like 24 minutes or nothing. Like, waiting, fucking with him, like, toying with him, like, trying to prop him up, let him fall. Prop him up, let him fall, right? And what I saw when they was beating him from a gang member perspective, I said, it's like, and we already know how the police is. They own gangs. They're like, it's like
I'm glad you brought that point up later, Che. Not to cut you off. Let me read this article.
I just want to say, their force is built. They yoked out. They built for prison. What they did is prison action. They deserve to be in prison. They don't need to come back out. That's it. Go ahead.
But as it is, though, Lady K, I myself, Shabaka Sankore, and I'm not one in favor of the death penalty, but I'm making an exception in this case. These fools need a death penalty. Now, here's a story out of the Los Angeles Times. from yesterday. This is out the L.A. Times. LAPD officers ride their face off with protesters after release of Tyree Nichols' video. They stand in front of Los Angeles City Hall, and if anybody who's ever been to L.A., you know that City Hall is the tall white building, you know, that's with the point on top. And those who are older than me knows that this here used to be used as the Daily Planet in the old TV series called Superman. And this is out of the Los Angeles Times right here. We got a photo of LAPD officers in riot gear near City Hall in downtown Los Angeles last night. Hours after authorities in Memphis, Tennessee released a video of the police beating of Tyree Nichols, the protest on Friday night in downtown L.A. grew tense. The lapdogs who were out there in riot gear in the showdown with about 30 protesters remaining outside of department headquarters. By 10:15 p.m., insults and smoke of intermediate origin filled the air as demonstrators shook and banged on a police car with an officer sitting inside. About 100 people had gathered outside of the lapdog headquarters earlier Friday evening after the release of the video of the January 7th beating of Mr. Nichols, who died January the 10th. The protest marched throughout of a candlelight vigil for Nichols and Keenan Anderson, who died this month after LAPD police pinned him to the ground and discharged a taser on him at least 6 times in 42 seconds. And from what I understand, Mr. Anderson was related to one of the founders of Black Lives Matter. Okay, so therefore, oh, yes, ma'am. And then, of course,
I watched that video real quick. Real quick, Shabaka, real fast. Just real fast, I want to say one thing. That, you know, you should protest. This is just like the George Floyd thing, but and any other brother and sister that got killed like that. But we should protest. And
yes,
I told Jesse, I was like, if we protest here in Denver, me and Jesse already know we're committed to protesting and shit. You know, it's going to get live and get live. We don't give a goddamn, you know what I mean? Well, the fact is, this is not all skin folk. It's skin folk. Don't get twisted, family. And
if
you're black and you're out there, we had the best hope for you. You could get it, too. You can't be touched.
Yes, ma'am.
Just because you're black, you're wrong.
Yes,
you did something very wrong, and you could be touched. That's all I got to say about that.
Yes,
go ahead.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I'm looking at a tweet here, and I'm not going to give the person's name because he's OTP, so I'm not giving his name. But it states here, and it's got a picture of protesters in front of the Los Angeles Times building. A small group of demonstrators has gathered in downtown Los Angeles for a candlelit vigil for Tyree Nichols and Keenan Anderson, as we stated earlier, who died in lapdog custody after being repeatedly struck with a taser earlier this month, and another police killing that has drawn intense scrutiny. The group burned sage and hung signs calling for the abolishment of police over the barricades around lapdog headquarters. Barely an hour later, protesters tore the metal barriers down. Before 8 p.m., a group rolled out a speaker and played audio of some of the footage released by the Memphis Police Department earlier in the day, including the portion where Nichols cried out for his mother. Y'all heard him scream for his mom. Why? Because he was running home. One woman told the crowd, loud chants of fuck the police and whose streets are our streets. Dozens of protesters and members of the media marched through downtown L.A. carrying Black Lives Matter banners and smartphones along Broadway toward the Grand Central Market at around 8:22 p.m. And the Grand Central Market sits over there by the Bunker Hill Towers where you got a lot of rich folks that live. Okay, also, too, this is probably going to turn nationwide. This here, it kind of brings back memories of me when I was a child in 1968 after Dr. King was killed. After convening back in front of Lapdog headquarters, the protesters knocked down metal protective barriers between the hulking angular building and the street. By 8:15 p.m., under the reflective letter spelling Lapdog Department on the... Say that again?
I was asking Jesse, I was like, oh, shit, they protesting in L.A. now?
I didn't know their protest. And this is last night. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, this is 1992 all over again. Okay.
Yep.
And so, and by 8:15 p.m. under the reflective letter spelling out Lapdog Department on the front of its compound near City Hall, someone had spray painted in red words, kill. Lapdogs kill. Okay, police officers with two-handed grips on black batons, eyes protesters and reporters alike as raged against the machines, killing in the name Blair. By 9:15 p.m., more police had shown up, some in riot gear. Sirens could be heard blaring along Main Street. Shortly after 10 p.m., police officers in riot gear stood in a line across from the protesters who yelled phrases at them, including kill cops and how does it feel to be afraid for your life. And, you know, they do have some videos there, and then they're just giving information on the rioters and what have you. We're not playing them no regard because, you know, this is ludicrous. This is ridiculous. So everybody who's listening to us, you know, call up everybody that you know. Please have them call in. Also, too, our number to call in is 516-418-5996. And they definitely need, yes, ma'am.
Can I give my thoughts on that little, that last two articles real quick?
Yes, sure.
I think that, well, look, LAPD, any type of PD, you know, the, if you're listening, y'all been doing all this fuckery and killing black people for a long, 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 long time since the history of fucking race soldiering, okay, and even probably before that. So at some point in time, the vow is going to break and the people are going to be reacted.
Yeah.
The people have been so angry and it's nonstop. It's like you never, y'all don't give black people a break. You killing black people, small children, you sweating them, you menacing them, molesting the children in what, in that one city, right? When they frisked them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Milwaukee, molesting the children, little black boys, teenage boys, when they go get locked up and you send them on to jail. You molesting them and touching the private shit. Yeah, on the way, huh?
Yeah.
On the side.
Yeah.
You touching them down there and, you know, I don't want to be graphic. I grew up with Leonard. You go, you touching the private areas, you all up in there, in every orifice that you ain't got no business touching, never in life, period. But you do it out in the field. You do it as soon as you lock, you bring them into jail. And you know damn well that they, and you've been doing it for years, that the 78 little boys, the little teenage youngsters, the little young brothers had the courage to step up and tell somebody. Who knows how long that shit's been going on? But then you kill it, you shoot, you shoot brothers in the face 98 fucking times. You do break, knock down words, shoot women, you kill women, you drag women out their cars, you beat them in front of their children, you do all this crazy shit, and you make people disappear. And so let's keep that very real. And so there's a point where the battle is going to break, and people are going to say, fuck the police. We don't give a goddamn who's going to stop us. The people are more, there's more of us than there are of you.
Right.
Excuse me. There's more of us than there are of you. And we can destroy you quicker. The only way you, the only reason you get away with any of that fuckery, you kill people in lockup. Just recently, like five people died in jail over like the last week, right? You kill people in lockup. The only reason you get away with that shit is because there's more of you on one person, and that person don't have no chance. If it was just one-on-one, the opposition would have more of a chance of fighting their way or shooting their way out of some shit. But it's never that way. It's always more police officers, one man or one woman or small children. You know what I mean? It's always more of them, one of us. And that's the unfair part, is the advantage. So the city going crazy like that, they say, birthday fools, do this, do that. The police should be very worried. They should be very worried. They should be
and,
comfortable.
And then keep in mind is that, you know, all the governors, you know, who got the authorization to deploy the National Guard, I'm quite sure they have already done it in Tennessee. I'm quite sure that they've been doing it. And Georgia. And I'm quite sure that they're going to do it eventually in California. Okay. And then quite naturally, of course, you know, we are trying to advertise it here on social media. And quite naturally, of course, they're not going to give us the exposure that this situation deserves, you see. So, you know, social media, you know, is in cahoots with it as well, too. So it's pretty much, you know, like
the justice, just like they did with the shit in New York, with the cop city, and they killed that they killed the protesters.
That's in Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm sorry, my fault. Cop city when they killed the protesters. Look, doesn't anybody in their right mind sometimes want to just save the forest, right? And they ain't hurting nobody. Mm-hmm. In fact, you might want to keep them in the forest, you know? Let them protect it. Let them hold it down, because all this gentrification is like a whole bunch of other shit, right? But nobody wants this shit from that perspective. And when they killed that man, that city went crazy. They were like, no. And these are peaceful protesters in a forest. They don't hurt nobody. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're not bothering no one. Like, look how active Atlanta got over that man. That man was a beloved individual. And they got active. They set cars on fire. Police didn't know what to do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That was what we called went up quick. I ain't going to lie.
And then keep in mind, this is definitely a case, you know, where they cannot expect anybody, you know, to go out here and be happy about it, you know what I'm saying? And then the sad part about it is that every black football player in the NFL started today, since you got the playoffs coming up, need to walk off the field, okay? No, they need to walk off the field today, tomorrow, fuck the Super Bowl, fuck the AFC Championship, fuck the NFC Championship, and hit white America where it hurts, in the pocketbook. Now, for those who's going to say, well, you know, the officers are black and all that, our point is that your organizations have no business even coming into our communities, because you do not serve our community's interests. You see what I mean? And I'm letting it be known. I'm advocating for the death penalty for these guys. You see what I'm saying? You know, because there's no excuse, you know. They knew what they were doing. They went to work that day.
You see what I mean? White somewhere, you know what I mean? Like, I got to get to last night. It just baffled me, like, because we're looking at them like, everybody like, you know, you're black. Why would you do this? Like, and you're supposed to be, man, we already don't like the police. And we as black people, see the police, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, baby. We're the police. Yeah. And we see a black officer, first thing we think of, coon. Use a coon.
Yep.
Immediately. No chasing. Use a coon. Use a straight coon. Why would you want to be a police officer? Right? Because you know that you're in alignment. You're showing up for them. But in a place
pretty
like
much.
This,
well,
it's like, what is
well,
this
it's
about?
Just like, okay, well, this is why we played Brother Malcolm, you know, at the beginning of this, talking about the house Negro and the field Negro. And this is definitely a case, you know, of the house nigger syndrome. You see what I mean? And they can't tell me nothing. They can't tell me nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's because if these guys do not get the death penalty, which they deserve, in my opinion, then this is an injustice. You see, because these individuals are a threat to the public safety. They're supposed to be guarding the public safety, but they're a threat to it. You see? So as they say, what do you do when the terrorists have badges? You see what I'm saying? You know? And I see social media right here, you know, with the Tweety Bird is once again, you know, clogging up here that we're trying to get out. Yes, saying yes, so therefore Elon Musk, you know, you go to hell. Yeah.
As a little boy and a little brother, with little tiny boy, right? And you think about the area mm-hmm. where you see nothing but racism, why in the hell would you want to be a police officer?
No, that's exactly what it is. And then as Brother Chase said, you know, this here looks like, you know, some thug stuff. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
It really did. It looked like a gang.
Like I said, they built for prison.
Mm-hmm.
Them motherfuckers are built for prison. That right there is not protecting. It's not defending. It's not serving the public.
Mm-hmm.
That right there was that,
yes,
and they jumped him, and they continuously took turns beating on him. From the halo cam, it looked like they were taking turns kicking him. We're protesting over here. Man needs justice. Everybody needs justice when it comes to this type of shit.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Without a doubt.
Only black people.
Let me see.
Only black people get it like this.
And then also, too, like the co-founder of Black Lives Matter, you know, their cousin, you know, was murdered by the LAPD after he was hit with a taser, you see. And then, of course, quite naturally, how did he die?
How did that guy die? Did he die in the jail? Because he was alive with a
gun. Yeah, but that's just it, though. You see, he died on the street before they took him to jail. And this is a story out of NBC News, you know, that I'm going to read right here. You know, it's out in the course, you know, Silicon Game Valley, you know, what's fucking with the algorithms right here, you know, with their bullshit, you see. And then there's no excuse, you know, for them. Okay, so this is out of NBC News. Black Lives Matter co-founder's cousin died after the L.A. Police Department blasted him with a taser. Body camera video released by the lapdog showed officers responding to a traffic stop involving Keenan Darnell Anderson, a black man who died at the hospital after he suffered a medical emergency about 4.5 hours after his arrest. 4.5 hours. Okay, so, and they say they had used a taser on him repeatedly following a traffic accident.
In the video, that dude was like it looked like he was going through a mental health crisis. Like he was kind of delusional or something, right?
Okay.
He didn't want to be in.
Yeah, you talking about
they were random. Keenan.
Okay, you talking about the incident in Los Angeles, right?
You talking about Keenan, yeah. Keenan Anderson or whatever?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm reading the story right now. Okay, and it says the incident happened on January 3rd and involved Los Angeles resident Keenan Darnell Anderson. The police department released body cam video of Anderson's arrest on Wednesday. And police said Anderson was involved in an accident and tried to flee. Callers said her cousin had flagged down police and was asking for help. Flagged down the police and was asking for help. And this is the cousin of the Black Lives Matter co-founder, Patrice Callers. Okay. And she states in her statement here, is that her cousin had flagged down the police and was asking for help, and not a single time did any of the responding officers listen to him, she said in a phone call. Anderson was 31 years old. A black man died at a hospital after he suffered a medical emergency about 4.5 hours after he was arrested. And Kelly Muniz, who's a lapdog spokesman, said in a video statement, The situation began around 3:35 p.m. when a lap dog was flagged down about a traffic accident, Mooney said. Witnesses directed the lap dog to Anderson, who they indicated had caused the vehicle accident. The body camera shows Anderson in the middle of the street. Please help me, he's telling the lap dog before he runs away. The lap dog tells Anderson to get off to the side. The video shows in response Anderson says someone is trying to kill him. Anderson eventually gets on the sidewalk, puts his hands in the air. I didn't mean to, he tells the officer. The officer instructs Anderson to get up against the wall. The video shows Anderson drops his knees and puts his hands behind his head. Okay. So, and please, sir, I didn't mean to, sir. Please, I'm sorry, Anderson says, according to the video. Anderson tells the lap dog that he lost his key and had someone fix his car. After Anderson says again that someone is trying to kill him, the lap dog asks, who is he talking about? I had a stunt today, Anderson responds. I had a stunt today, sir. I need to. Like, no. Mooney says Anderson stayed on the ground for several minutes. However, as additional lap dogs showed up, Anderson suddenly attempted to flee the location by running into the middle of the street. Okay, the officers gave chase and ordered Anderson to stop. Anderson ultimately stopped and was ordered to get on the ground. As the officers attempted to take Anderson into custody, he became increasingly agitated, uncooperative, and resistant to the officers. Very interesting. The body camera video shows Anderson lying on his back in the middle of the street in front of a car. Several officers tell him to turn over on his stomach, which he does not. They grab him, the video shows. And he's saying, please, sir, don't do this, Anderson says in the video. Please help me. They're trying to kill me. Please. The lap dog tells Anderson that if he does not stop resisting, they will taser him. The video shows one officer, interesting, who appears to be black, placing his elbow on Anderson's neck to pin him to the ground. At one point, Mr. Anderson yells out, they're trying to George Floyd me. And of course, we know who Mr. Floyd was. As Anderson and the police struggle, an officer is seen in the video deploying his taser repeatedly. He is later handcuffed and placed in the ambulance to be evaluated for the taser department, according to Mooney in the video. He died in the hospital at 8:15 p.m. January the 3rd. Cullors said the body camera videos were shocking and disturbing to watch. She questioned why officers used force. She also said she did not think police should be the first to respond to minor traffic accidents. If there's an accident, then it should be the ambulance or the firefighters, and we all know that the firefighters are the paramedics. And there should be professionals who are trained in crisis management, she said. If my cousin did not have to interact with the lap dogs that day, he would still be alive. At a news conference Wednesday, lap dog chief Michael Moore said Anderson had committed a felony hit and run and tried to get into another person's car without their permission. How convenient. A report by the lap dogs department tested toxicology unit found that Anderson tested positive for illegal drugs, cannabinoids, metabolites, cocaine, and independent toxicology tests will be conducted by the L.A. County Coroner's Office. A cause of death has not been released as of yet. Asked about the toxicology report, Cullors said the family's focus was why Anderson had to die. Our family can never know what truly happened that day because we weren't there. What we do know is that Keenan was in a supposed accident and he asked for help. And in that process, he died, she said. How did this result in his death? And then I got a correction here stating a previous version of this article misspelled the first name of the lap dog chief. Here's Michael Moore or Michelle Moore, not Michael. And they said his correct name to spell his name, M-I-C-H-E-L, as opposed to M-I-C-H-A-E-L. So, you know, who knows but that there is the now, you see. And so once again, you know, we are asking our callers to call in, you know, their comments, questions, and concerns. And of course, we do know that social media, you know, is limited, you know, our outreach. And then also, too, you know, be advised is that we had a mistake on here. And once again, now I'm seeing that this thing is fouling up is because what's happening here on this laptop, we're getting a bunch of garbage. Okay, we got two callers here. From 470, the last four is 8094. Please press 1, you know, if you'd like to speak. And also, too, we have a call out of 810-610-1655 on the last four. So, you know, as we're going along right here, you know, you got this culture, you know. Yeah, go ahead, Lady Jack.
I was telling about press 1. I saw the video. I kind of could see why. I mean, the dude was definitely did not want to be manhandled from start to finish. So, I mean, he was definitely rolling around this year, whatever. And it seemed the tone wasn't as aggressive as the Black Lives Matter lady is. You know, like I wouldn't believe it too much. I mean, I wouldn't believe the tone that she's using. I'd watch the video personally. This is me developing my own opinion. That brother's notorious for being a liar. So I would say this, though. I watched the video, and it didn't seem – I was like, how did he die? Because I watched the video from the police cameras, from their their cameras on their body. And I was like, it took them forever, it seemed like, to get a hold of this dude, you know? And when they did chase him, I was like, they chased him like six, seven times. Back to back, and it's just trying to get them to just be in one spot so they can just put the handcuffs on them, you know. And then later they're hog tied and everything. It's kind of crazy, but I was like, when she's putting the tone in it, I was like, look, dude was combative. He was just a little. He was like, he needed mental help. That dude needed mental help, whether it's drugs or not. He was like in no condition to really deal with police. You know? He wasn't making no damn sense.
Right.
He was like everywhere, you know, in the cameras. He needed mental help. And he needed like to be tapered down a little bit. He was all over it. But I was like, how the fuck did he die? And they just said the end tells in the article 4 hours later. I mean, he could have been like, you know, with the amount of electricity. I was surprised that he fought that damn taser. He had so much adrenaline going through him that, you know, most people kind of simmer down after 2 or 3 bolts go through him, like, you know. And then he hit him again. Hit him like 7 times. He barely calmed down. He was like, he was fighting that. He was like, nuts. I've seen this before. No taser. If you can be tased at least 3-4 times a year. And whatever, because he was taking it off. This dude was really fighting it. He was like unfazed by the music. So I would thought if he has allegedly he has drug use system. Fine, that gave him a little bit of cushion. But 4 hours later, that don't make no damn sense. They're not gonna give him any more drugs in 4 hours.
Right.
Unless they're sedative. We've seen that happen, too.
Very, very
when they give a little ketamine or something, calm down.
Yeah. And then also, what I want to read here, folks. Yep. And what I want to read here, folks, is from a book called The Panthers, the Black Cat by Reginald Major. It was first published in 1971. And what it is here is point number 7. We want an immediate end to police brutality and murder of black people. We believe we can end police brutality in our black communities by organizing black self-defense groups that are dedicated to defending our black community from racist police oppression and brutality. The Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States gives a right to bear arms. We therefore believe that all black people should arm themselves for self-defense. Okay, and of course we know, you know, who had said that. And then also too, guys like Leo Carell and Larry Elders, where is your coon biases right now? No, they're welcome to call in because we're gonna let them have it. You see what I'm saying? Pianki, you house nigga, you welcome to call in. Oh yeah, because we, you know, we're stewing this brew here for you, because see, there was no excuse for what those men did. No, those weren't men. Punks with badges of how they murdered that man in front of his mother. He's calling for his mother. George Floyd, when they was murdering him, he called for his mother. And only God knows what a mother goes through, you know, when her child is murdered. You see what I'm saying? And this here was a state-sanctioned homicide, and I will, however, give Chief CJ, I don't know her full name, but they do refer to her as CJ of the Memphis Police Department, and I think she acted very, very swiftly as far as relieving these dudes to jail and getting their asses booked into the county jail as well as they should have been. Now, the cold part about it is... they're being let it say they're being held without bail. Okay?
They're being held without bail.
Yeah. And once again, the name of these cowards are as follows. Tadarius Bean, coward. Demetrius Taylor, coward. Emmett Martin III, coward. Desmond Mills Jr., coward. Justin Smith, coward. And this is the first time ever in my lifetime that I've advocated the death penalty. And I stated here, and I got to roll out, I, Shabaka Sankori, advocate the death penalty for these clowns. Yeah.
Yeah.
The death penalty. And I said, and I see we got a couple additional callers. Yeah,
I think it's
and
a bad look.
We got a couple
black people. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Shabaka.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And I see we got callers at the 470 area code and not the 810 area code. Just press 1, you know, to come live on the air with us. And call everybody, you know. Let them know that we're doing this show. We got 45 minutes left in it. We will be doing a part 2 on it tonight. And definitely check out Frontline Black News. Okay, we're going to bring it on. Okay, yeah. All righty. And we have 470, last 48094. What's your name, sir, and where are you calling from?
My name is Pearl, and I'm actually calling out of Memphis, Tennessee, where this actually took.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, yeah, please let us know, Miss Carol.
Hi.
Okay, Miss Carol, yeah. Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, Ms. Curl, yeah, please let us know what's currently happening there, and we hope that your loved ones are safe, and I'm, you know, one of the hosts of this program that we're on, and I'm putting it out on social media, ma'am, that I'm advocating the death penalty for the cowards that murdered Mr. Nichols. I advocate the death penalty for Kadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, Emmett Martin III, Desmond Mills Jr., Justin Smith. Yes, I'm letting it be known. Yeah, I'm advocating the death penalty, and normally I don't believe it, but for these individuals, it's special circumstance. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Curl, you have the floor, ma'am. You're a member.
I can totally agree with you on that, most definitely. I, too, was a victim of the police brutality is all on my social media page for me and my son. And this took place before Tyree. This took place March of last year, right here next door from Shelby County, which is in DeSoto County, Mississippi, of the Highway State Trooper beat me and my son. And it was actually video because they also didn't have a body camera. And I'm thinking if it wasn't for us recording, we would have been in that situation. So, yes, my heart goes out to their family. I'm angry. The city is angry about the situation. There are people staying up places I don't recommend, but I'm not mad at them. We are angry. And while Shelby County is right next door from DeSoto County, because DeSoto County, Mississippi, is very comfortable with beating people. And so now you got Shelby County is on that same path, because I had a rough encounter with MPD officers as well, but it's been swept under the rug, along with the Shelby County Sheriff's Department. Yes. So it's been really rough here as far as getting justice. Only way things get really, really live if something like this happens. And I'm thanking God every minute that I'm alive, so now I can speak my voice, because this has been going on too long, and it's continually happening. My
yes,
daughter's friend, his name is Brandon Weber. I don't know if you all remember that little riot took place a while back with MPD officer and the U.S. Marshal shot and killed him over 20 times. He was actually 20 years old, I believe. So they are getting comfortable with doing this.
Yes, ma'am. Wow. Yes, ma'am. And I grew up in Los Angeles, ma'am, and I know exactly, you know, how you feel is because
yes,
in 1992,
you see my video as well, you know, and you can go on my page, Ms. Pearl, the Unapologetic Queen, and you guys will see how literally we are getting treated, Shelby County and DeSoto County, Mississippi. So it's like, these people just have no remorse. The leaders, the officials here, they are sweeping things under the rug right now. I'm right now fighting charges that, you know, that's dealing with their cover-up. They're trying to cover up. So this is, I'm beyond angry.
Sister, can you say your where you have that video one more time, but just a little slower so our callers can pick it up when they have a chance.
Yes, it's Pearl, P-E-A-R-L, the D-A, unapologetic queen.
Okay. Basically, okay. So we're going to watch that and promote that too. We're definitely going to watch that and promote that too. So this is like what I was saying earlier, that the police have been doing this for decades and decades with our brothers and sisters and children, and enough's enough, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And
yes, ma'am.
These guys are out on bond, like all of them, when they should have been denied bond.
Yes, ma'am. Wait a minute. Okay, wait. You saying that those police officers are out on bond in Memphis, Tennessee, killed Mr. Nichols?
Bond. They made bond like 2 days ago. They are out on bond.
Oh, my God. Now, that's even worse.
Yes.
That is even worse. I did not know that they had found it out. I thought those guys were on a no-hold bond. Now, and also, too, Ms. Carroll, if you can elaborate, ma'am, what was the amount of the bond for each of them?
I'm not sure. They never disclosed the amount of the bond. And there were also, like, two other white officers out there. But they're not disclosing their information to the public. They just said that, oh, these two officers are being released, two Shelby County Sheriff's officers are being relieved of duty, but they're not disclosing their identification at all. So it's like a cover-up, but they didn't disclose how much their bond was, but they are out on bond.
Okay, well, see, that there is a tragedy right there. So that there is a big tragedy. So once again, you know, what you have right here is a state-sanctioned homicide. Is what I refer to it as. You see what I mean? And then, too, is that when situations like this, you know, when you get these black police officers who treat their own people worse than they do other groups, you see, that there's a problem within itself. And also, too, is that I'm wondering is where the white folks are on this one, the ones who don't want to talk about critical race theory. And this is a classic example of why you need to discuss critical race theories, because after all, Memphis, Tennessee is where Dr. King was killed April 4th, 1968. I remember the day it happened, although I was a child. Okay, and then the police chief there in Memphis, okay, what is her name? Because I saw her on YouTube, but I missed her name.
Her name is C.J. Davis. I can't pronounce her first name. We start with a C, but they called her C.J. Davis.
Okay. Good. Real good. Okay, and then, two, I'm glad she did take the incentive, you know what I'm saying, of arresting them and relieving them of duty. And it's then just like, you know, our co-host said here, you know, Brother Chang, you know, who's running for mayor of Denver, you know, known as Jesse Parrish, and may he get elected, is because I'm quite sure
sorry, my phone had died. First of all, if I want to send my I don't want to say condolences, but I'm very sorry that happened to you, Ms. Carol. I was listening in the background while Lady K was talking. I hope you sue the hell off them bastards. We're gonna promote that video, like Lady K said, on our platforms as well. Definitely need to get the word out about that. But yeah, I'm the only black person.
It's a second video. I'm sorry to cut you off, but it's a second video. If you go into my album and click on the videos, I recorded it because me and my son, we was at the hospital then, and I was recording with my phone from my daughter-in-law's phone because she was actually in the back seat with my grandbaby. So it's their second video. If you really pay attention to it, you can see everything. They beat my son unconscious.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And this goes to prove why we need to abolish the police. We're beyond the funding. They need to be abolished. And I'm the only candidate who's in America, in Denver, Colorado, that is advocating for exactly that. Well, we just had a forum recently, and I was the only one that raised my hand about defunding the police. But I want to go beyond defunding them. I want to abolish them, period.
Absolutely.
Help us. All they're doing is terrorizing, disturbing, and killing us.
Yes, sir. At the taxpayers'
and
expense.
It don't matter it don't matter what they look like. We got fools that's talking about, we need to get more black cops on the police force out here. No, if Memphis is any tale, and Memphis is a predominantly black city, those officers that killed Tyree Nichols were all black. The color of the police don't matter. What matters is the culture of the police, and the police come from the slave catchers, the slave patrol, and that's their whole function. And that has not changed in 2023. So thank you very much, sister, for sharing your story. We're definitely going to get the word out about that and blast it on all of our platforms.
And thank you guys for having me. I would just be here listening.
Lady Chase says her love as well, and she said Shabaka, she's gonna lay down, so she probably won't be back on tonight.
Okay, no, Shabaka's right here.
Lady Chase
ready to lay down.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then also too, we doing StreamYard tonight, Brother Check.
Black News is gonna be at 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 9 p.m. Pacific.
Okay, what's that? Okay, now
11 p.m. Central, and 12 p.m. Eastern, or 12 a.m. Eastern. Excuse me.
Okay. So, and Shabaka's Black Experience enhances the division of Frontline Black News. Okay, yeah, most definitely. And then too,
we got that one caller again.
Okay, yeah, well, let's see who he is. Oh. Okay, no, what I'm going to do, I'm going to unmute him. Okay, unknown caller out of 11111, you called into Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. I'm your host and co-producer of this platform, Shabaka Sankore. And what is your name and where you're calling from?
Oh, just listening, sir.
Oh, okay. All righty. Okay, okay. We appreciate you listening. And would you call it in with a block number? I don't know if you're a law enforcement official or not. Not that I really care, but I'm quite sure that you know that what you saw down there in Memphis, Tennessee was murder, right? Unknown caller?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the situation. That's why I'm listening.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. Okay, and we appreciate you listening. Okay, all right. So what had happened is, as you know, Mr. Nichols was murdered by five black police officers, okay? He was only 80 yards from his house, and they beat this man to a pulp. And they did not issue any orders to him, like, to comply with an arrest, or did they? And they did not tell him what he was under arrest for. They just commenced to beating on him. And with this here, Memphis here is a tragedy, is because, see, these were black police officers that did this. Now, as you know, I'm quite sure that you're familiar with Malcolm X, who had given a speech in Los Angeles. No, I'm sorry, who had given a speech called The Field Negro and The House Negro. And these individuals who went there and beat this man right here, they should be hit with murder in the first degree. And we also have been advised by Miss Carroll, you know, who is out of Memphis, Tennessee, that these guys made bombs. See, these dudes should be sitting in jail on a no-holds bond. You see, they should be sitting right in jail with a non-bond hold. I'm sorry. You see, because, you see, this was murder. And then on top of this, you see, this is special circumstance because this is aggravated murder. You beat the man with a baton. Five of them did. Then they hit him with a taser. Then on top of it, Mr. Nichols only weighed 150 pounds. These dudes were built like heavyweight contenders, okay? Over 6'3", because when I looked at their mug shot, you know, as you go, when you get arrested, you go up there before the height chart, and I saw one was like 6 feet tall. I saw another one probably at about 6'4". I saw another one right here by the name, about 5'11". And the name of these officers are Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, Emmett Martin III, Desmond Mills Jr., Justin Smith, and I, Shabaka Sankore, is advocating the death penalty for them in the murder of Mr. Nichols. Okay, it's because these were supposed to be trained professionals. These were nothing more than gangsters with badges. Okay, and then I even had a loved one tell me that when they were growing up, that the main ones who committed black police brutality against the black community were black police officers. You see, this right here also goes to show, ladies and gentlemen, that in the black community and in the cities from Los Angeles to Chicago to Philadelphia to New York to Camden, New Jersey, to Denver, Colorado, to Atlanta, Georgia, you see what I'm saying, is that we got to have some type of cohesiveness, it's because, see, this has got to prove to all of us, you know, all these are black folks going out here killing one another, we are all we got. And what these bastards did down there to Mr. Nichols proves that point even further. Also, too, check out the hashtag Resurrection of the Mental Dead, okay? Because I'm quite sure they're going to have some bootlickers like Larry Elders and Leo Terrell to come on here and try to justify this crap. And also, too, Mr. Elders, you're from Los Angeles like I am. And then, too, Mr. Elders, when your lying ass was running to be the governor of California in a recall election against Gavin Newsom, you told a lie. You said that you were from South Central. No, sir, you're not from South Central. You're from the Crenshaw District, and I'm reading this garbage that you wrote a few years ago called The 10 Things That You Can't Talk About. So, therefore, Mr. Elders, you're more than welcome to call in and have your colleague in, Mr. Terrell, call in, because you all are against the reparations for the descendants of slaves in California. And as far as I'm concerned, both of you Negroes are educated fools, okay? And as Dr. Carter G. Woodson, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, where he talked about the miseducation of the Negro, okay? And we want to get on that there a little bit, is because the ethos is, okay, go to college, get your degree so you can get a good job. So you can get a good job, as opposed to building industries in your community, as opposed to getting some political power in your community. But what's happening here in Memphis, as I've witnessed with black politicians in Los Angeles, I'm wondering if that is the route for us to go. Oh, but I wonder what
Dutch Doe Brown's thoughts are on this, because he's running for mayor of Memphis right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Mr. Brown, you'd be more than happy, you know, we'd be more than happy to have you on here, Judge Joe Brown, you know, because I think you kind of reformed a little bit, because, you know, I used to refer to him as Coon of the Century. You see what I'm saying? Okay, and we're going to mute the mic of the gentleman here that called in off the unknown number. Okay, he's welcome to listen, and like I said, I don't know if he's a police officer or not. I could care less if he is, because... Yeah, he probably is, and then keep in mind that this was an act wrong within itself. And then they wonder why a guy by the name of Huey Newton started an organization, let me see here, in Oakland, California. Oh, the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. You see what I'm saying? And then, of course, you know, as we know, these individuals were legally tried and brought up on false charges and what have you, including the New York 21 case of Afeni Shakur. And we all know who Afeni Shakur is. That's Tupac's mom. You see? Mm-hmm. So what do you, okay, so what does the community do, the black community in particular, what do you do when the gangsters have badges? Any thoughts on that?
You shoot back. You got to. This is a matter of survival at this point. The court has already proven that has already ruled that the police are not sworn to protect nobody. Nobody. Black, white, Asian, whatever. Mexican, brown, whatever. They are not sworn to protect you at all. This is exactly why they don't even read your Miranda rights anymore when they stop you. Like, the police serve no function except to keep the rich rich and the poor in prison. That's it. That's all they are. They from the slave catchers. They're white supremacy workers.
Yes.
And even though these officers are black, they're still on that blue wall of silence. They're still on that blue line. And as long as you're on that blue line, you are Asian or white, period.
Oh, yes, sir. And then keep in mind, it's going to come down.
If they were the good cops, they would be speaking out against the bad cops. But when they speak out against the bad cops, they get fired. They get moved. They get demoted. We have officers here in Denver, black officers, that have to form their own union to combat the racism and white supremacy that exists within DPD. The racism, the sexism, all that.
Yeah.
So the whole culture of policing needs to change. And for the listener, I have a bachelor's degree in criminology and criminal justice. I literally study crime for a living. Like, that's what I've been doing. That's what I got my degree in, rather. And I'm running for mayor of Denver, Colorado, and I'm the only one that's running that wants to defund and abolish the police. Now, we can't abolish them because they're in the Denver charter, but we can work to change that by getting the voters' support behind us, because the police, they don't do anything. What do? Protect property? That's all they do. That's the same thing they did in slavery. Protect property. Make sure your property stay with you.
Yes, sir.
That's it. They don't solve any crime. They don't save any lives. They don't. If anything, the firefighters save more lives than the damn police. And the police claim that they have the worst job. They're the most fear of their life. But you have a badge and a gun, though. You have the means to protect yourself.
Right, and then keep in mind. And then, Brother Che, to prove your point even further, they volunteered for this job. It wasn't like with the military work at one time when you got drafted. They volunteered for this job. And then, of course, you know, these guys going up here, you know, committing this murder on Mr. Nichols, okay, and I'm appalled. And thanks to our caller out of Memphis, Tennessee, that informed us that these dudes made bond, and so they're still out there on the street, okay. So I'm quite sure that they're getting together, probably figuring out some intimidation tactics, you know what I mean? You know, those who are against them, I'm quite sure that the city of Memphis, you know, is coming up, you know, with some type of garbage, you know, to try to justify this stuff. But to quote the words of Liz Cheney, when the dump, you know, was up to his shenanigans, this is a case of where you cannot defend the indefensible. This is what this is. This is a case of where you cannot defend the indefensible. These individuals went out there and they murdered that man, is what they did. They murdered that man. See? And then they didn't offer any type of aid to him. They probably didn't want to give him any aid. And then from what I heard on the audio, well, hey, we're going to do this to you. We're going to do that there to you. We're going to make an example out of you, you know, as they're beating this man. You see what I'm saying? And the man is calling for his mother, just like George Floyd in his final breath, calling for his mother. So most definitely, you know, our condolences go out to the Nichols family. Most definitely our hearts go out there to the George Floyd family. You see what I'm saying? And to me,
victims of race soldiers, any other victims of race soldiers, racist white supremacist race soldiers, this is a culture,
sir.
And it needs to end. That culture needs to end. And I wanted to finish my thought with, it's been studies that show that having more peace doesn't equal less crime. So, like I told them at the forum for Denver mayor that we just had this past Thursday, what are we throwing the money at? Here in Denver, half of the budget down there is going toward police and public safety. I'm on a task force for reimagining the police. Because if you ask me, we don't police them. Still, we have to explain to numerous OTPs why we don't need them. They serve no purpose except to terrorize, disturb, and kill us. That's it. And enforce racism and white supremacy. That's all they're enforcing. They're so stupid. They don't don't even require a high school diploma to be a police officer. You only have to do 6 months in the academy to become a police officer. The so-called psych evaluation that they're doing, that people know, they're getting people straight off the military, literally, straight off the military. War-hardened veterans, they're signing up to be on the police force. They've already proven that there's gangs that exist in the police force. So I wouldn't be surprised if this Memphis, this officers were part of a gang, like the Bambinos in L.A.
Yes, sir.
Of
the L.A. County Sheriff. Yes, sir, of the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. Yes, Brother Kay, you are right about that. And then not to mention the fact, to prove your point even further, and the source that I got on this here was a book written by Daryl Gates, who was the former chief of the LAPD, and is that those officers that they have that work SWAT, gang units, you know, generally they like to go to military war veterans, you know, to recruit them for those jobs. You see, once again, that's an act wrong within itself, okay? It's because, you know, these veterans, they've been under a lot of stress, you know, preserving themselves, you know, in a war zone, but you're out here dealing with the general public. Now, when they wrote a hypocritical document called the United States Constitution that stated that all men are created equal. So how did these guys, once again, by their name, Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, Emmett Martin III, Desmond Mills Jr., and Justin Smith, okay, what fear did you guys have when you were beating this man to death? What fear did you have when you were tasing him, okay, and you got 50,000 volts, you know, going through the taser? And why did you all sit up there and leave him handcuffed and did not render or attempt to call any type of medical personnel, you know, to ensure this man's health, okay? And they said that he was beaten so bad, you know, that the side of his face had swollen up, and it's not known, or at least I don't know, if as Mr. Nichols had regained any type of consciousness. You see what I'm saying? And then from the video that I saw of him laying in a hospital bed, you know, he was unconscious. He had breathing apparatus on him. The side of his face was swelled up. See, so this was not an arrest that they was trying to make. And then white America has the audacity to wonder why a group founded by Huey Percy Newton came into existence. See, that's what kills me right there. They say, you know, what do you do when the terrorists have badges? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then white America, how you feel about this, I'm quite sure that a lot of you in white America are feeling good that Mr. Nichols was murdered by black police officers. And then the sad part about it is, what about black police officers on other police agencies? How do they feel about it? What are they going to do about it? What type of memorial fund is going to be set up for Mr. Nichols? What type of fund is going to be set up for Mr. Nichols' survivors and his family? And of course, our hearts go out to his family, and particularly his mother, of what I saw on mainstream media, of as she was relating to the story, and her son being murdered only 80 yards from her. That's 240 feet. You know, we all like football, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We all know that a yard is 3 feet. Also, too, I advocate that every black player with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Cincinnati Bengals and with the San Francisco 49ers and with the Philadelphia Eagles, I say to you gentlemen, you're going to have to come out of that house nigga syndrome.
Right.
Do not suit up. You know, an hour before the game in the stadium, you'll come out there in your street clothes and take your uniforms and your helmets and your cleats and throw them out there on the 50-yard line. And watch what happened to the economical shit real fast. But do it at the last minute. You see what I'm saying? And later for Jerry Jones. You see what I mean?
Right.
Jerry Jones is thrown up there, down there in, what was it, Arkansas, I believe, when little Ruby Ridges was going to school. And she a little baby going to school. You see what I'm saying? Look what happened there to the Little Rock Nine. You know, where they showed a picture of Ms. Elizabeth Effort as she's walked to a bus stop where these white folks is up there spitting at her, calling her all kind of names and things like that. Let's look at Rosewood, Florida, where they burned the city to the ground. And then let's look at Black Wall Street. And also, to Governor Ron DeSantis. Governor DeSantis. Okay, so you decided to take black education out of the Florida school system.
Okay.
And what every black person in the state of Florida needs to do is move. Spend your money with the state down there. Don't spend the money with no businesses down there. Hit them where it hurts. In the pocketbook. Because this is nothing more than murder. You see what I'm saying? That's all it was.
Right.
It was murder.
Shabaka, we're down to the last 15 minutes.
No, yes, sir. Okay, and what we're going to do, okay, is that we're going to try to redo another podcast in conjunction with StreamYard Brother Che, if it will work. But in the event that it does not, then definitely check with us on StreamYard in a few hours. Go to the like page on Facebook called Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, where we'll give you a updated information on all our episodes. And Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced is a division of Frontline Black News. And we're going to be talking about yes, sir. And definitely vote for Jesse Paris, mayor of Denver, Colorado. You know, from what I understand, and please correct me if I'm wrong, Brother Chet, is that we have to get you as a write-in candidate now.
Yes, so right in a new beginning, Denver writes. If you're tuning in from Denver, if you're listening to this on the playback,
Yes, sir. Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, Sister Carol from Memphis, Tennessee. Okay, ma'am, do you have any closing comments and what have you and closing thoughts?
Sister Carol, are you still with us? She might be muted.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Are y'all
well,
talking to Carol?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
We are. Yeah.
Okay, I'm still here.
Yes, okay, ma'am. Yeah, okay, like we just want to know who it is.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Yes, ma'am. You're like closing comments, ma'am.
Can you say that again? I'm hearing like two people.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Okay, your closing comments and thoughts. Yes, sir. Okay, yes, ma'am. You know, your closing comments, you know, on tonight's podcast that we're doing right here, you know, from Memphis, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what are your closing comments?
Oh, well, my closing comments, like I said, I agree with you. I want to see these officers, the death penalty. And I really should think that they need to start defunding these officers out of our tax dollars. And,
yes,
and I pray that we get justice and everybody that's been, every family member that's been dealing with a situation like this. And I pray that things will get better.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And then also, too, ma'am, please, and please follow our show, ma'am. You know what I'm saying? It's about this Black Experience Enhanced and also to Frontline Black News. And check out the like page of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced on Facebook. You can also follow us on Tweety Bird at Shabaka capital EXT. You know, it's because we've been speaking about Tweety Bird in the past, or the shenanigans that they pull in, and they're based out of San Francisco, you know. And then also, too, we still see we got our two callers who are listening to us, so just press one. If you have any closing comments, then we'd be more than happy to have you. It looks like who? Oh yeah, Sister Trish, at 810, yeah, okay.
Sister Trish, would you like to give us your closing?
Uh-oh.
810, last 4, 16, 15.
Yeah.
I hear a baby.
Hello.
Yes,
ma'am.
Would you like to give us your closing? Yes. Yes, ma'am. Would you like to give us a closing statement?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel like this is a one of those propaganda, and it is to once again. We've seen this before, too, where, like, white cops and black cops showing out for the white police, like Ice Cube.
Mm-hmm.
Rap.
Yes.
Before.
Yes.
And I just feel like it's to get, have everybody look at it and think, see, the black cops killing black people, too. You know, so to try to make it look like, it's not, but I believe when I first heard about it, I thought, oh, they're doing the dirty work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Are you right about that?
Yep.
Did you have anything?
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you, Sister Trish. All right, Shabaki, or you want an unknown caller to give closing?
Okay, the unknown caller. Okay, let's see here. Let me unmute his mic. Okay, to our unknown caller, thank you for tuning in. Do you have any closing comments?
No, I'm just listening, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, and thank you so very, very much, yeah, and we appreciate you very, very much for listening, sir, and we definitely appreciate you calling in. Okay,
thank
so
you.
What we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, so what we're going to do here is we're going out Okay.
Well, give your call to Shabaka, and then I'll do mine, and then we'll end the show, because I'm in the studio, too.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. Okay, so as I stated, my closing comments, Shabaka St. Corey, you know, the co-executive on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, which is the Division of Frontline Black News, what they did to Mr. Nichols in Memphis, Tennessee, was nothing but murder, period, special circumstance. And I'm hoping that they get the death penalty. And that's my closing statement.
Thank y'all for tuning in to this episode of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Make sure y'all stay tuned, because we're going to do a brand new episode of the Frontline Black News in about 4 hours. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be on YouTube and Facebook, Frontline Black News, with a double C when you type it in. And I am Chan Kroma, the co-executive producer of Shabaka's Black Experience in Hand, also the next mayor of Denver 2023, right in a new beginning. And what we witnessed, Black family, is straight-up murder at the hands of the Boys in Blue, the former slave catchers, the thugs in blue, the savages in blue, the police. And if you ask me, they serve no purpose except to maintain racism and white supremacy and its fruition. And it's enough of this. It doesn't matter what color officer you put in the force. The end result is still black death. And that's what that's clearly showing us tonight, Black family, or rather last night or earlier this week, black death at the hands of racism and white supremacy. So the culture of policing has to change. The colors of the people in the force don't matter, because at the end of the day, their whole function is to make sure this current system remains in place. So if you ask me, they need to be defunded. They need to be abolished. The officers in this case need to be charged with first-degree murder and do serious time in prison, just like Derek Chauvin, just like, what's the other one, Amber Geiger, any of them that have started to go to jail and prison after the George Floyd protest and all the stuff that Black Lives Matter was doing after the death of Trayvon Martin and Mike Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. We are not forgetting any of that, and we just passed the 30th anniversary of the Rodney King beating, and the lawyer in that case said this is very reminiscent of Rodney King, and Rodney King lived, though. So at the end of the day, Black family, we are all that we got. All our skin folk is not kinfolk, and we cannot trust the police. They're not going to protect and serve us. All they're going to do is terrorize, disturb, and kill us. So it's time that we learn from the mistakes of the past and ways back against this beast. Because we're at war, Black family, and there's 9 areas of human activity of which we're at war in. That is entertainment, that is labor, politics, sex, war, entertainment, and economics, and education. So it's time that we do for self. We can police ourselves. We don't need these race soldiers serving, protecting us, because the Supreme Court has ruled, as I stated earlier, that they have no legal right to do any of that. Their whole function is to maintain property. So that has not changed. So thank y'all for tuning in to this episode of Shabaka's Black Experience in Hand. We'll be back next Tuesday with a brand new episode. In the meantime, you can like and subscribe to Shabaka's Black Experience in Hand on Facebook and Twitter. And also like and subscribe to Frontline Black News. So peace, love, light, reparations, and black empowerment. We are out, and we're going to go out with a bang. And we're going to go out with, what should we go out with tonight? Shotgun, yeah. It's time to bust back, Black family. Peace.